I'm here with John Sheehan, who was also working on the Historic Graves Project in Clonmean. And John, you're into the history side of things, I think.
I would be very interested in local history. When I say local history now, local history with facts.
Real history.
And there was a lot of that there. And what I would say is that there was a lot of it lost over the last 20, 30 years because all people died and there was no one recorded.
Yes.
And this is something that I kind of regret myself now, so I'm just picking up bits here and there. But there's a lot of research that people can do in museums and local libraries and probably in Dublin, maybe in the archives.
Yes, and the work that you did in the graveyards as
yes.
well, it's a real way of tapping into that local history, isn't it?
It is very much because there's families in the area and there's all their ancestors and everything is basically recorded on the headstones. Now, there's a few short stories here. So I'll begin with Judy Sullivan here. Judy died some years ago. She lived in a house alongside the graveyard, just about maybe 50 metres from the graveyard. And she was a great oral historian. And what I always regret, I never got a chance, because she died fairly sudden at the time, that I didn't write down what she told me. Now, she was always into nature, as we can see in the graph here, both domestic and wildlife. And she was always, she had guinea hens, which we wouldn't see too many now, and she always had a flock of those. And they were always maybe going to the graveyard, going somewhere. But Judy had a vast oral history, what she got from her mother and her aunt that lived in the house where she came to live. Judy, as they said, she was born in Trondheim. She came down to her aunt to live with her, and she to mind her when she got older, and she stayed on that house until she died.